Hello, JCs, and welcome to EmpowerCast, the official podcast for JCI USA. This year, we celebrate 100 years of this great organization, and we want to empower you to be part of the celebration. Be sure to tune in often to hear about upcoming events, membership strategies, and member highlights.
Love technology, don't everybody else? No, we don't have. All right, so we have two viewers now. I can't click on them. Let's see. Bethany, if you're one of them, oh, they're commenting on the video on. They just have to look on the page. Give me 1 second. All right. I have Rawls, but the comments are not showing up here. Hold on. So Rawls is able to comment. He's commenting. It's showing Jennifer Smith is watching. Rawls can comment. All right. Now I have to get okay, give me one more second to try and figure life out in this. I don't know how to get the comments to show up over here, but I'll just stream it from my Facebook as well. How about that? Mute it. So I'm going to be super behind. All right. Hey, Amy. Yes. So, okay. So MVP Trey has asked me to wear this hat and I don't know why, but when I had to redo the broadcast, we lost Trey. So what we're going to do is try and get him back more. I was told I need way more than 1 second to figure life out. That's way true. All right, so I can see the comments over here. I don't know why I can't see them over there, but let me find Trey. Amy is still at work. I'm going to have to call his wife is what's going to wind up happening, ain't it? Because, you know, she's the actual boss. So how is everyone dealing with this quarantine? Because I'm not dealing with it at all. I need y'all to log back on. It's, yeah, you can use the same link. All right, bye. Okay. Eventually, Marianne's going to get on and hopefully get Trey on. Trying to pull the comments up on my computer. It's not working. All right. So they're crooked. Oh, it's, yeah. Mary, let's see. I'm now hearing my feedback on the other side. Oh, we're so professional tonight, right? All right. Now, we now have Marianne on. We're going to get Trey in. So Amy is still at work. I'm just going to add his camera. Let's see. Trey, wake up. No, we had some technical difficulties, but you need to wake up. We've got things to do. All right. Have to be professional now.
Well, I was socially distancing myself. See, I can't even say the word right.
You can't social distance yourself from me.
Fair enough. Or Leadership Live, but I'm here.
We are on Leadership Live. We did have some real technical difficulties. I still can't see the comments. Can you see them on your cell phone?
I do have my phone off to the side, so if I do kind of look to the side, that is to try and check on comments.
Same. I'm trying to watch them on my phone. That's what I'm doing. Let's see.
Hey,
how's everyone doing in South Carolina? I see you, Cole.
So far, so good. I mean, I work at Fort Jackson, and they've canceled all family days and graduation ceremonies since, for those who don't know, Fort Jackson is the largest basic training facility for the Army in the country. So, it's been a little weird because I'm the GM of a restaurant, and they asked me to bring my food truck trailer to the actual battalion to serve to the soldiers since they weren't going to be able to have access to the So that was a busy last couple of days and a whole new venture just because it's all new. And we're learning new things every day. Pass didn't work this morning, so I had to go around to the other gate and get my security clearance upgraded. So other than that, I'm good. I had a few coronavirus people in the state of South Carolina. Kershaw County, my hometown, I live in Lexington County now. They hit pretty hard. My parents are still there, so staying in touch with them, make sure everything's good there. But we're doing the best we can, following the rules as much as we can. We still got to work. So,
yeah, they've actually sent me home from work to self-quarantine myself, just in case anyone got sick at work and exposed. I have to go in, so they had to keep me safe. So hopefully they won't. None of that will be the thing, but anyway, I'm going crazy here at the house. It's been an adventure. I think I have spent more time at the house this week than I have all of 2020 combined. All right, so it sounds like they were having a little bit of, can y'all hear us? We were having some sound issues just a second ago. I don't know if these comments are, I don't know how to read these comments on here, but all right. I don't know if they are, because they're coming up at like a minute and a half ago.
Well, I'm trying to scroll through some of them because I mean, I do want to stay on top of it, but I do not see, I thought somebody said technical difficulties, but it looked like there was a beer on there as well.
Okay. Ross just texted. It sounds good on his side. So I think there's just a delay on our end.
Yeah.
So, all right. So why did you ask me to wear this hat now that we're not going to get to go on the cruise? And, you know, I mean, these are kind of a big deal. I guess we should, for those of everybody that's watching that don't know, you should, I guess, explain these hats.
Absolutely. So, as y'all all should very well know by now, our national president, Justin, is from the great state of Montana as well. And he has a very his hat is the 100th president hat. And so it's a lot more, you know, unique than some of the other hats, like the one that y'all can see. However, a couple weeks ago at the Nothing But Net Summit, able to attend, but I know some people in DC. I've got friends in high places, and hat went missing. It was going to go missing on
his the hat went missing.
His hat went missing. I am not fully. I'm not fully in possession of this. Is not the hat. However, his hat went missing, and we were going to pass it around from state to state. After we got off the boat, a random state president was going to be handed the hat and get to take it to their meetings and events and things like that for about a week or so. And then we were going to pass it along to another state president. And so we could have a special 100th anniversary hat that traveled around the country, kind of as a joke since we stole it from Justin, but at the same time, be cool to like have the hat and pictures for, you know, I know Justin's going to travel as much as he can this year, really can't be every single day. And so that would just be a way for other members, other chapters, and the states to have fun and have a piece of Justin throughout the year. And we were going to post pictures and things of that nature. However, due to the social distancing and the COVID-19 issues that we are facing in the United States, we're going to have a little bit different chat. We're going to keep it virtual, but we will pick a state president at random. There will be 3 to 5 items that we ask you to do with the virtual picture of the hat, whether it be shopping at a virtual meeting that you're having with your chapter or state, or even finding and photoshopping the hat on yourself and the most famous person from your state, photoshopping the hat on them as well, and sharing that information. And then we will pass the virtual hat on to the next state president, where we'll continue to do that. So instead of being able to physically have the hat, because we don't want to take the chances of taking such a national treasure, like the 100 very nice, very, very, very nice Montana hat, and passing it across the country to be a potential biohazard, we will use the opportunity to make it a virtual challenge, and just give things, give people things to do, have a little fun. And one thing that I did learn from the amazing horse race last year is I don't know how to do Photoshop. So this is a perfect opportunity, especially if we all are socially distancing ourselves, and those of us who are forced into quarantines, whether staying at home or whatever, can have the opportunity as an individual development project as well to learn how to use Photoshop. So I will be one of those that's definitely excited about learning how to use Photoshop throughout this process, and seeing all the fun pictures and opportunities that we're giving our amazing members throughout this time.
So what I need to know is that you and I are known for causing shenanigans on the team.
Fact.
If you don't have the hat, and I wasn't there, I'm not going to say that I have the hat either. Who has the hat?
Okay, so, like I said, I've got friends in high places up in D.C. And so what had happened was, is I had a friend who stole the hat.
Are you going to say Donald Trump's going to be wearing the hat at the next White House address?
I highly doubt that, because I'm not that high up in places with people in D.C. I was thinking more
of, okay, just a second.
Through nothing but Nets. Like, maybe Lindsey Graham, because he's our senator and he's been there since 1946. Like, I mean, I don't know. I know my places with our friends from nothing but Nets. As I said, I wasn't able to attend as well, but we do know some people. And then the hat magically ended up in MVP Danielle's possession. And here's the best part. He had no idea.
Justin's watching. He just started watching. Oh. It just popped up as Justin's watching. So, and now, oh, wait, hold on. He's wanting to now join the stream.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
So much trouble.
We're in trouble. Why do you always get me in trouble? It was Trey's fault.
It was.
Oh, hold on. You're muted.
How's it going?
It's Trey's fault.
What?
I'm just going to repeat that the whole entire time. It's Trey's fault. Guys, even Marianne says it's always Trey's fault.
So something's been killing me. Like, I have been going around my house trying to find my 100th president cowboy hat from Montana. And I don't know where it went.
I have no idea, President Justin.
Neither.
I was like flipping through Facebook and I saw you guys were wearing cowboy hats. So I thought, what a coincidence. And maybe I should reach out and see what's going on.
It's Trey's fault.
Trey?
Okay. All right. So, Justin, I love you. So, all right. I mean, a lot of our viewers already heard, but what had happened was I got some really, like, high-up people in the D.C. area, and when you was up there advocating for nothing but Nets, thank you so much for doing that, though. Like, I hope that was an amazing experience for you. So somebody – I'm not naming names. Like, I'll own it. I'll take it. One of our good friends – misplace your hat.
And
to no fault of her own, because I promise you, MVP Danielle had no idea, but somehow it ended up in her luggage. And the reason I put it in hers is I'm in South Carolina, she's in Georgia. I figured it was closer. And
right.
So I snuck over. I snuck over to Millersville and picked up the hat. And then I've already put it in the mail. So we're another state president will have it soon.
Did you just throw MVP Danielle under the bus? Hold on. What happened to our MVP pact? Like, you literally just threw her under the bus.
No. I didn't. She had no idea.
Oh, she was just a victim of circumstance. I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I only used
She is the innocent one.
Because Georgia was closer. Like, I thought about using her. I was like, you know, Anna's been incredibly busy. And I was like, I can sneak up. Well, see, you know, Danielle's got the big farm. And so I was like, man, there's so many hiding places in that farm. I was like, yo, I got this. And so Danielle had no idea, Justin. I'll own it. You know, I did kind of, I will throw you in the bus, Danielle. I mean, like you and I do the shenanigans. So,
oh, yeah. Well, so, yeah, we're in this together now.
I was the one that told
I assume you guys, with your shenanigans, have something up your sleeves for goodness to come out of this thievery.
Oh, I'm sorry if you missed that. So here's what we're going to do, President Jeff. I guess good call, Miranda. So what we're going to do is we got a few different random challenges. We're going to randomly pick a state president because the original plan was to steal your hat when we were on the cruise, and that couldn't happen. And I was going to pass it off to a state president and say, here's your options of things I'd like to see you do, and then we're going to mail it to the next president. But however, that can't happen with the social distancing. So we are going to have a virtual hat. Try that again in English. A virtual hat that is going to be sent to a random state president as well. We're going to look through some of these comments of those of us watching, those of the state presidents watching, those participate, and we were going to send the virtual hat to them. There's going to be different tasks, whether it be, have the hat in the photos with during a chapter or state virtual meeting with the social distancing. Find the most famous person in your state and Photoshop you and that person wearing that. And there's a couple other options that I'm going to leave to of the fun of this event that will pop up. And like I said, so the first state president that gets the call, they'll let you choose the number between 1 through 5, and whatever number that is, that's what they will be asked to do. And then we will send it to the next state president, again, asking them to pick a number before they get the email that'll have the 5 items. They'll get the next item, whether it be 1, 2, 5. And then we'll randomly, sporadically pass it to each state, different state president, having different picture photo options that we can share throughout social media and with you as well, with it being you're being the 100th national president and everyone knowing how incredibly hard and almost impossible to get these hats are, that they didn't do anything in the world for. I remember paying a registration for Las Vegas to get mine.
Oh,
and it's a little big. However, it was worth every penny.
It took me like 4 years of bartering to get mine.
So like I said, it's a nice little fun thing that we can do. Because the original plan was to pass it around and get to as many chapters and state events, just so those chapters and states could have a piece of you at their event. Because as much as we know how much you love this organization and that you would physically hit every single chapter and state function that you could, and only 365 days would be possible. So we want to have a little fun on your behalf, but we were going to return it to you and say,
well, because of what you're doing, I guess I can forgive you and for you throwing Danielle under the bus over this.
And she had no idea. She's probably...
No, it's awesome. And it's cool that during this time we can put together a plan alternative to your other plan to do some fun stuff with it. And hopefully in a few months we'll go back to being able to travel and and bring this into reality.
Serena said, Justin's face says he just wants his hat back. I mean, it is a very special hat, the 100th year. And I mean, kudos to Trey for being this sneaky. So
it's like a resting hat back face.
So, yeah. Yeah, we are definitely going to get your hat back. We have it. It's safekeeping. We promise. Okay. It's going to be fun. I'm going to make sure Trey promises that.
Corona free.
So.
Well, that'll be good. Thank you. Well, I better go, guys. You guys have a good time on Leadership Live. Always great episodes. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to see the fun, creative ways that people showcase the hat and the JC spirit going around our country.
All right. Well, thanks for not being mad at us.
I can't be mad at you guys.
We're just leaving.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Now, I will say this hat is very hot and heavy.
Yeah. So, well, it's because it's that, it's heavy. I mean, look, it's a heavy duty hat.
Oh, yeah.
Made out of good material. I don't know anything about these kind of hats, but I know that it took me a very long time to get mine. So, let's see what the comments are saying. Somehow I don't think Justin is too excited about his hat going on a road trip. His hat was going to go on a road trip before, but now we are not going to go. We're not going to send his hat on a road trip. It's going to be, I don't know. Trey was having a little bit of feedback. It was cutting in and out. It's going to be a virtual thing. So basically, we're going to have a printout for y'all to print. And y'all can, like, put it on a popsicle stick or a yardstick or, yeah, like we did MVP Danielle when she was, unfortunately, she had to miss Tennessee. And Danielle, she gave Trey and I the shame face because we are the ones that cause all of the shenanigans. And even though he threw Danielle under the bus.
And throw her under the bus.
Even though he threw her under the bus, she's the good one. And so all the other MVPs had Danielle looking like so prim and proper and smiling and so beautiful like she normally does, except for when she looks at Trey and I, and this is the look that she gives us. And so, yeah, he and I carried around the shame face Danielle. So y'all will basically get a printout of that, and you can carry it around like that. And then... I think, and then he's got some Photoshop opportunities with that. And I mean, I can tell y'all the apps that I use for Photoshop because they're so simple. But Justin's also, he can get you a cutout of his hat where you just literally post it on a picture. So,
I mean, that's the other thing too. I mean, like I said, for those that missed it, one of the cool things that was part of the amazing horse race throughout 2019 was doing Photoshop. And I don't know how to do Photoshop. So it's also an ID project to learn how to do Photoshop. And for those of us, I will probably soon be, but I'm MVP Marine quarantined to her house. So she, I'm not saying she doesn't have anything to do, guys, so don't pull her up. I'm sure she can help you with Photoshop because she's amazing with randomly putting our photo. Always make time I go somewhere to make sure that Miranda can hop in the photo with me. So, like I said, it's a project as well. And that's what is about. We're trying to do this for a person. My set doesn't include Photoshop, so why not? Learn how to do it. Have a little fun.
President Bethany is asking, what is your kernel number, Trey?
I'm in trouble.
Oh, he's got to touch the wall.
I think it's 665. I may be wrong.
No, we're four.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. All right, I'm done. I probably shouldn't have worn this hat, but I was trying to show nothing but love to Tennessee because for those of you who didn't see, I did finally get my shirt today. I ordered this to help them amazing relief efforts from the tornado. that happened a few weeks ago. And
that was a very good gesture.
I got the red and the blue. They both came today, and so I wanted to show some love because it did come today. I saw Margo's comment. I commented back, but it commented through JCI. I did not mean to do that. I meant to comment through.
Yeah, and it's commenting for me under me, so I don't know. It's just, I feel like there's so many people working from home, and our internet at home just isn't on business internet that it's just throwing everything for the loop.
Yeah. But I will say, like I said, this was fun to open Leadership Live with the fact that we stole Justin's hat. Because, I mean, I've been waiting to, like, brag about that since they came in from D.C. But I do think that we should open up this forum as well to see how people are adjusting to the social distancing and maybe talk about some ways that we can help out as XCOM, things that we have discussed in XCOM to help our members utilize the GoToMeetings, the Zoom, and things of that nature. We're still AC. We're still throughout this epidemic, and would love to see and hear. Still meeting. What are you doing to be a young active citizen and empower your members to create positive change? Because we still can do these things as JCs during this epidemic. I actually was on a virtual meeting with my home chapter on the way home. I posted some pictures on a personal page just to show that we are still meeting and still communicating within our chapter. They were able to come on, and I mean, our chapter president, sorry, for hosting, allowing us the opportunity to still come together and talk about what was going on and within the community. So it was a very good thing. So I am going to scroll over to the comments because, if Miranda, you are having some issues. I would, like I said, I'd love to hear how some of the states and chapters are still through this with the distancing and how we are being quarantined and how you're still being a JC. So if Miranda, you want to take over and say a few things, like I said, I'm going to scroll through and even look or maybe even comment and get some comments back so then we can discussion.
Well, I mean, they're commenting right now, but I do know that prior to this, I'm also a dual member of JCI Michigan, and they had a virtual happy hour right before this. So it was basically just like a big giant video chat where everybody kind of chatted. They had some chose cocktails, mocktails. It didn't really matter, but that was a really neat idea. And I was glad that they invited me to be part of that. And then my personal home chapter, President Bethany, she can probably get on here and tell more. They're doing a virtual bartender or a virtual tip jar for our bartenders and wait staff. But we're doing a thing where we can, we're setting up basically a Google Drive list of their Venmo and Cash App. And then we also have Nebraska has, I saw where they were, instead of doing their big Easter egg hunt, they're delivering eggs. And hold on, Amy's talking about right now. One of our Nebraska chapters changed their Easter event in a unique way. They're delivering the Easter eggs. So, I mean, it's definitely an opportunity for us to think outside of the box. There's a whole lot of opportunity here. Just don't give up. Just don't feel like, because even our personal lives are torn upside down right now. And the thing is that we're all in this together. I don't know if any of y'all saw that video that Matthew McConaughey put out today, but it was probably the best. As a world, are facing we're fighting an enemy that for the very first time we're all against it, and it doesn't matter what religion, what race, what creed, what sex. It doesn't matter. It doesn't care. The coronavirus doesn't care where you come from or anything. And we're all fighting it together. The thing is, right now, we have to band together, stand together. We have to lean on our neighbor. We have to work through this. And that's the thing that we have to remember. So Google it. I think it was Good Morning America. They posted it on their Facebook page this morning. But it's definitely a video worth watching because it was probably the most inspiring video that I've seen. There's so much negative around the virus, but we do have some really cool things coming up where you can get involved virtually. There's going to be a lot of things that are coming through where the national organization is going to be helping. So let us know if there's any way that we can help you guys. We do have platforms where y'all can use for your training, for your meetings, whatever you can. We're giving access to this platform. You can broadcast for people. It can go into your group page, so it's private if y'all need to hold meetings. Email Chief of Staff Krista if you want to use their go-to meeting. MDD Ross has some resources. He's also working on membership closeout. So if any of y'all have any questions or concerns about this pandemic and not being able to meet closeout, I would highly suggest y'all email him with any questions or concerns so he can come to a decision on how we're going to wind up doing closeout. So am I forgetting anything, Trey?
Not really. I mean, just like I said, we're here. I mean, this is one of the perfect platforms for it. I mean, we're live. We've got a lot of comments, and I did just see Margo Illinois has got some great virtual things going in the world. Yeah. Pat is leading the charge of the state, so good job, Pat. Share those things. I mean, there could be somebody who's just not sure of what to do, and they're still trying to figure it out. We're all JCs. This isn't a competition. If you're amazing things in Illinois, share it, because they could be ways that could help in South Carolina or Tennessee or California or Washington, because we have JCs all across the country. And if they're struggling to figure out how to have a, or what they can to help, or even help during this crisis. One thing I would suggest is reach out to your local and state officials. They're great means of, you know, saying, hey, we still want to be JCs. What we do, what can we do to help? I mean, whether us seniors have meals, going shopping for them, it's something simple as that. Because like I said, at the end of the day, we're all JCs. We know that service to humanity is the best work of life, and we want to help our community. And if we're just hoarding that information, we're no better than the people who are hoarding the toilet. Right. So, I mean, get out there, share the information. What are the best practices that are working? What are the struggles that are holding your state back so that we can help you fix it? I mean, we may not have the exact answer, but if they're doing great things in Illinois, you can tweak how you're doing it a little way so that it works for you, because it may not exactly work that way for you versus how Illinois does it. But, I mean, that's the great thing about this organization. We've got to share ideas and ways to help empower our members. Because at the end of the day, we are all fighting this epidemic together, but we're all still JC. We want to create that positive change. We want to help develop our members and empower them every single day. And that's what this nation and the national team is here to help with, the states and the chapters. So please don't hide information. Don't hoard it. Share it. Ask questions. If I will do everything in my power to help get that answer for you. We're all trying to figure this out together, like, every single day, something, and you know, it may work today, but it's not going to work tomorrow, or it may work last week, but it didn't work week, or it didn't work last week, and then it does work this week, because everything is changing. So let's stay fresh with the ideas and continue to communicate, because that's the only way we're going to help each other.
So I did have sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but because I kind of murdered, I haven't been in the loop of the virtual tip jar thing, but apparently the way I explained it, I kind of murdered it. So Bethany, my chapter president, was kind of like, hey, I'll gladly get on and talk about it. So I'm going to let her share and not hoard this information, as you said. So I'm going to throw her on camera real quick because she volunteered for this. Hello, President Bethany.
Hi, everyone. Okay. Had to make sure I was in the frame correct. I am moving the wrong way, obviously, here. I'm Bethany Miller. I am the 2020 local president for the Hattiesburg, Mississippi JCs. And like Miranda said, through this corona pandemic, we are doing a virtual tip jar. So we live in a college town that is run a lot of times based on service industry. We have a lot of hotels, a lot of restaurants, and we have some really, really great local flavor to our restaurants. Today, many of those restaurants had to make the very difficult decision to shut down kind of indefinitely at this point and thus lay off their staff. We are working with our local city and our area development project to get this virtual tip jar set up for the servers who typically serve us. And so what we did is we compiled a list. One of our new members in our chapter made a really great marketing graphic for us, asking servers to share their either Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, information with us, and we're compiling a Google Doc and we're sharing that with the community, and so they can make those donations directly to servers or bartenders that they would typically see as patrons. And I'm still moving the wrong way. This is so weird. I'm not going to get used to virtual meetings until they're over. We also are doing a virtual happy hour next week, and we did our first virtual meeting this Tuesday. Our members are really fired up and ready to stay engaged. We're going to do some virtual trainings that we would typically do in person, and we're going to work on some parts of Passport to Civic Leadership that we can without meeting in person. So this is not ideal, but everybody's had a good attitude about it, and we're looking forward to kind of growing in a different way this year. So we've had a really positive response from the community. Our list went live this afternoon, and there's been a lot of sharing and caring. Obviously, the tips are going directly to the servers, so I'm not sure how they're doing, but it seems to be getting at least a positive response. So,
well, since you've been on, we've had IPP Crispin from Canada say hi, Bethany, and MVP Margo say woohoo, Bethany, you guys rock and roll. She's a proud MVP of Mississippi, so.
Well, thank y'all. I'll get out of here.
Thanks for jumping on. Thanks for jumping on and explaining the actual project. I knew I didn't give it its justice because it is a great project. And I know it was just an idea and you really took it. And so thank y'all for that. But I really do feel like the economy is going to be thankful for it.
And if anybody wants to talk more about it, I'm on Facebook or anything like that, reach out to one of the MVPs. I think they all know how to get in touch with me or Justin. And we've also reached out to the food and diaper banks in our area to kind of see where the need is there. You know, there's very few people who are fortunate enough to still be getting paid right now. And so times are interesting.
Yeah.
But we're going to get through it. So.
Well, thanks for joining us, and I hope you will be brave enough to join us again.
I'm sure I will get talked into it.
I didn't even have to talk to you this time. You come to me. You approach me. All right.
You're getting better.
You are. I'm proud of you. Thanks.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye.
All right. So, is there anything else that we're missing? I mean, I really think that the only other thing we needed to touch on was the membership closeout, but I highly suggest if y'all are having any issues with that, definitely reach out with MDD Ross. His email address is rratliff, R-A-T-L-I-F-F, at jciusa.org. We can put it, well, I can't put it in the comments there. I can put it in the comments over here.
We're struggling with
that. He's pretty well known, so he's not hard to find. He's been around for a hot minute, so reach out to one of us. We will get you in touch with him if you need him. He might still be watching. I don't know, but we will definitely, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, reach out to him, and he'll walk you through it. And MVP Anna has just joined us.
And TJ.
And TJ, yes. I missed TJ, but I see him now. So, yeah. So, yeah, I guess if we don't have anything else, as bad as I don't want to, because Jenna's like, Ross, do I know that guy? You might know that guy. And it's not the Ross that yells pivot when he is carrying a couch upstairs. See, this is what quarantine will do to you. Like, I never quote television because I never watched television. I watched a whole entire series of, it was like a 2-season series, but I watched it all in my 3-day quarantine.
That's funny. Better late. I hate this. Better late than never. Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, my biggest thing as well, I mean, I want to look back through the comments. I would say one last time what we touched on before. If any state president is willing to volunteer to be that first virtual hat recipient, please comment below. And again, don't hesitate to share the good things that are happening in your state. As well as, you know, share any struggles that you're having, whether it be here at this forum, Facebook, or email, call, text, your state president or your MVPs, because we're willing to do whatever we can to help. And like I said earlier, especially with the sharing, now's the best time to share as well, because we can't be there and talk about it. I mean, we can't pick up the phone, yes. However, sometimes we're easily accessible due to, you know, time zones, things of that nature. So just share the information, guys. We all are JCs. We want to help each other and see each other be successful.
So in the nature of our whole entire leadership live, because it was said earlier that I was the first to throw you under the bus, and then you threw MVP Danielle under the bus. Jessica has now voluntold Hannah Polly, Miss President from Tennessee, so she can be our first, and then we can have President Julie. So how about that? We'll just make it a big giant throwing everybody under the bus kind of thing.
And I know. Moreover, I gently laid her down there because, like I said, she had no idea.
Yeah.
Back to the South.
So, yeah, we have some explaining to do to MVP Danielle when we get off of this leadership lab. I think she was the only MVP that didn't sign on. So she's either going to be very mad at us and we're going to have to send her like virtual air kisses and stuff and tell her how much we love her. But, you know, that's the exact face she's going to give us. She's going to be like, what kind of trouble did y'all get me in now?
I know. She's probably already like trying to get out of trouble, like, because see, we're talking now, so she's probably like calling Justin, like, Justin, I swear I didn't do anything. Just get out.
So, all right. Well, we are going to end this episode. And now we have IPP Amy that has said Nebraska's president, Christy, will do it too. And since Christy is one of mine, I will say that Christy will do it too. How about that? Let's see. Are we still in, what even to we're still in March, right? I don't even know what today is.
Oh, right.
What tomorrow is. That's February's calendar. How about next week? I have Canada's IPP Crispin on here. So that's going to be exciting. So y'all all tune in next week and see IPP Crispin. Yeah, that's – oh, sorry. I'm just now seeing this, Crispin. But I will have Crispin on here next week. So, I'm excited for that. Do what?
He asked that. What's next week on leadership?
Yeah, he knows because he's been telling me he's like got a countdown calendar. He's so excited. It's so sweet. So yeah, he loves JCI USA. He's actually also a Buffalo, New York member as well, and he is so thankful for JCI USA. So
for him.
He's very sad because they closed the border and they can't cross right now because of the coronavirus. So this is going to be this is how we get to show him some love.
Well, I want to see the number of viewers double. That's another challenge. Let's show him some love since he can't cross the border, guys. Make sure next week everybody tunes in. Tell a friend to tune in live to Leadership Live.
That's right. We've got to show IVP Crispin how much we love him because they have closed the border off to him. So let's do that next week. Everybody tune in. Y'all share it. The post will be live, I think, on Tuesday. It's going to share. So, all right, you guys. I'm going to probably be bored by Saturday or Sunday, and I might just FaceTime everybody. Who knows? I might just start randomly dialing phone numbers. I might go live from the JCI page or now and then.
You mean like our random four nights in a row impromptu calls?
It's been terrible. I can't do this staying at home thing. It's killing me.
We're having fun. We'll throw some new names in there too. Hey, there's still a couple of ECOM we haven't had a conference call with. So
that's true. Krista, Ross, y'all wait. We're coming for you. Emily. So, all right. We will see y'all next week with IPP from Canada, Crispin. Thanks, Trey.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Empowercast. Don't forget to subscribe to Empowercast to be in the loop when we have new episodes airing. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.